welcome to Wild Time Only here on Indymedia today with myself, Thomas Janek. I'm at the Equestrian Center in Kool, but the event today has nothing to do with horses, I believe. It's a doggy event, and I'm here to find out what's it all about. I'm also joined here by the ever-beautiful Louise Kings. Louise, you know what this is about. What are we doing here today?
Thomas, I haven't got a clue. I just hope they have a coffee stand.
Yeah, same here. So let's go and find out. Well, we're here today, like I said, in Kool at the Equestrian Centre, and today it's about the Sled Dogs Ireland, Irish Federation of Sled Dog Sports, and there is an event going on. I have to actually find someone who is responsible here. Hiya, how are you? How are you, folks? My name is Thomas. I have a show called Wild Time. It's an animal show on indymedia.ie. Can you tell me what's going on here today?
We're doing a weight pulling competition for dogs.
Okay, and you are from Sled Dogs Ireland?
I am indeed.
Okay. How long is your thing up and running?
About a year now.
About a year now?
Yeah.
Okay. When people say I've never heard of sled dogs, you know? Is it only one breed? Is it a certain breed or are there different breeds that do that?
Well, some people they can use collies. Everybody has their own preference.
Okay.
But mostly our group now, we use all Siberian Huskies.
Okay, and do you train them?
We do, we train them all right.
Can you tell me just a little bit about how do you train a dog to do that?
Well, you first start off, you put a weight behind them and get a nice of a tire. Okay. Nice and easy.
So get them used to
pulling something when they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
And you just progress up then and you add an extra dog to it then so the two of them can get on. And eventually then you'll end up with a team of maybe up to four dogs, up to eight dogs.
Oh, and is there sort of an age limit? Because, you know, especially with dogs, up until a year old, their bones are still forming.
Or we wouldn't put any dog, not even in the weight training. They have to be 18 months or over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair
it's, yeah. You know. Oh, God, you have to think of the dog comes first.
Absolutely.
That dog has to come first. Like, 95% of the dogs that we run is actually belong to Mandy Hines Kennel Clubs.
Oh.
We all got her started off with pups from her.
Oh, okay.
And Mandy is the start of it. This is Mandy here now.
The main thing we're focused on right with this event, right, and the weight pulling, right, even though we are the Irish Federation of Sled Dog Sports, right, and we try to get the Huskies going, right, because I have a lot of Huskies, right, and there would have been some dogs here from our kennels, right, today, but having said that, with the weight pulling, right, the main thing, right, that we've noticed with it is the likes of the Staffies, the Pitbulls, all of those breeds, right, have got such bad press here in Ireland, right, you probably know that yourself, right, and they're absolutely fantastic dogs with people, right, kids, all of that kind of thing, and they're just brilliant, right. But what we found with the first weight pull, which was held in Ballygar in April last, was there was a load of them there, right? And they just showed their true spirit. It was absolutely fantastic. Mm. Right? So with this event...
So you're doing them sort of a service by showing
them? Absolutely.
It
I mean, they've been underground here in Ireland for years, right? And we're all aware of the nasty things that are done with these breeds, right? All of the bull breeds, right? Yeah. And I think it's fantastic.
It doesn't even stop there, you know.
It doesn't. Get absolutely, yeah, right? Between beating and yeah. All kinds of...
I mean, the interesting thing is, like, when you look at it, you know, I think this year, it's 20 years they have them banned in the UK. And the recent statistic actually said there's still no less dog bites. So it's not the breed, it's always the owners, you know. I mean,
it is the human being, absolutely.
I have to work on the dog, I have to work on the owner first. You know, tell them to get your things straight,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Don't abuse the dog and think it's cool.
Yeah.
You know how difficult. Can you just say your full name for the radio?
My name is Mandy Hines.
Okay, and just tell me a bit about your kennel and where it is and stuff, and how can get people involved? Do you take people on? Is it, look, I have a staffie which is not exercised enough, would love to do that.
Okay.
Is there something they have to do before that, or how does it work?
Okay, well, in our kennels, right, we don't have Staffordshire Bull Terriers, right? But having said that, we do take in dogs to train them, right? The likes of dogs that have a little bit too much energy for their owners, right? So what we do with our kennels is we have people come and visit us, and we show them how to handle their dogs and how to exercise their dogs, and we advise on how to exercise dogs properly, right?
I can relate with this now as well. I've been a friend of Manny Hines for our
And who are you?
I'm Stephen Thompson, sorry.
How are you?
Just
because it's not television, you always have to
No worries, you know. No, I've been a friend of Manny Hines for 22 years now. It feels an awful lot longer now, but God, I've had an awful lot of trouble.
She only looks 25.
Does she? It's radio.
Yeah.
No, I had a dog where Mandy actually trained one of my dogs up, and I've had a couple of I've had a bit of trouble now as well with dogs in the past, and Mandy's always come through. Mm. For me, she's one of the best people actually I've known with the dogs. There's not many people that care about the dogs as much as her.
I also reckon that training them is not that easy, because like with humans, I'm a canine massage therapist, so I work a lot with dogs that are not exercised. So you have to exercise them first before you can train them well, because they have to get their muscles sort of. So how do you do that? What's the first step for them? I mean, you were explaining that you put a little weight behind them, you know. So would that be the first stop?
Well, mainly we focus on the sled dog sports, right, yeah. Obviously. So with these breeds, what we do to start off, right, is we get them used to wearing a little bit of a harness, right, and used to having something around their body, right, and being that little bit confined, okay? And generally then you take it from there, right, to encouraging them to walk with that harness, right? Initially you end up walking in front of the dog and encouraging them to walk along, right, and come on, good boy, right? Then you try and get them to walk on ahead of you, okay, to encourage them to pull, okay? Yeah. And then after that, you start putting on a tiny little bit of a weight, okay? Sometimes it's a tire with smaller dogs, it can be a little bottle full of water, that kind of thing, right? And then we build it up from there to cycling along behind them on the bike, or running along behind them, or walking along behind them, right? Mm. And they love it. They absolutely love it, right? I'll give you an example. We have a female, her name is Belle, right? She's a Siberian Husky. And we socialised her for showing, right? We kept her for showing, and we were going to show her, and everybody said she was fabulous, right? So I used to bring her into town and bring her to visit people, and she used to have none of it. She didn't want to know people, right? So I decided, okay, we'll see how she goes working. Got her into a harness, right? And as soon as she got into a harness, it was like she changed. She becomes a different animal, and she goes absolutely crazy. And she runs and loves it, right? Tail is up, ears are back, and it's into the wind, right?
Yet apparently it's still important for people to see them interact with people nicely. So you have, certain dogs that, like my dog, he's beautiful, but I couldn't have him here. he would just be scared of people because he has bad experience, and we're still not 100% there, so you have to takes a lot of time. Yeah. But how has it changed your life then?
How has it changed my life? Oh my God! Right?
Because, we were just joking here. Look 25. But you're quite cute. But I reckon, with the taking on dogs like this, there's just no time for, much time for this. So how do you combine all that? We're not talking about sex here now. I'm just saying that it's really important. It takes up time, so you have to make a commitment.
Well, in promoting the Irish Federation of Sled Dog Sports, right? I founded it just over a year ago. Since I started getting involved in people coming to our kennels, seeing what sled dog sports are all about, us rehabilitating some of their dogs, right, getting them running in harness, all of that, right, and it just has snowballed. It has gone bananas, right, and I don't know how I do it, right. My husband hardly ever sees me, right, because...
That's probably why it works so well.
Well, put it this way, we're not too much
jealous. And do you have a team of advisors? Because when you talked about harnesses, from my point of view, so doing canine massage, I know that harnesses can do a lot of damage because then they pull with their chest, and not all breeds are meant to do that. So I'm just saying it from my point of view, working with animals that have issues with their joints and stuff. Do you have a team of advisors, or how do you...
Yes, we do. We're affiliated, first of all, with the International Federation of Sled Dog Sports, and we... Say for our competitions, we adhere to their rules and their guidelines, right? As well as that, as a federation, we've also become affiliated with an organization called Pride, right? They're based in the UK or in the US, right? And basically what they do is they promote responsible information, or provide responsible information on a dog's environment, right? And they teach us how to fairly put dogs into harnesses, how to treat sled dogs, in a proper environment, how to look after them, how to contain them, and so on and so forth. And it's all about how to encourage the dog in a fair way, and so on and so forth, right? Because there's a lot of negative publicity around sled dogs.
There always will be anyway,
internationally, right? As well as that, I personally have an advisor from the UK, right? He runs the Aviemore Sled Dog Centre, right, in the Cairngorms, and he has competed internationally, right, for many, many years. His son is actually competing in the Iditarod this year coming, right? And he's training with Doug Swinley, which is a multi-time Iditarod winner, right? So Alan Stewart has been absolutely fantastic in his advice towards us as a federation, right? And encouraging us on how to go in the right direction as regards dog sports and taking it seriously, doing it properly, and being affiliated with the proper people, right? With the International Federation, right, we're really, really lucky to be affiliated with them, because they are extremely professional. They are run and controlled by professional worldwide mushers, right? And these people are the ones that we've got.
Before I let you go, because I reckon you're quite busy here, Does this work on a membership basis, or you know, when you take the dogs, and obviously someone has to keep up the training and stuff? Does this run on a membership basis, and if so, how much does it cost? You know, people say, I really would like to do that.
Okay.
You know,
The Irish Federation of Sled Dog Sports, right? It's run. It is run by a committee, right? It's not me, right? I'm just the secretary now. It's run by a committee, and we accept membership, right? Membership is €15 a year, okay? And it doesn't matter what kind of a dog you have, right? It's not just sled dogs or huskies. It's dogs that actually want to pull on and get involved in sport and social activities. Mm. Like, we do backpacking, we do canny cross, we do canny walk, where you can walk behind your dog, right? And it's €15 a year, right, per person, okay? For that, then, they get membership certificates, right? And they also get a training booklet, right? And it's fairly concise, but it is also, it's providing a lot of the information, the pride that providing responsible information on a dog's environment. We use that information with their permission to pass on to our members on how to look after their dog properly, right?
Okay. Do you have a website or a phone number so people can ring you, have a look at it?
Our website is www.mushing.ie, right? My phone number is 086-356-2544, okay? And now that's my private phone number, right? But sure, the whole world knows it at this stage, right? Okay. As regards my kennels, just to make a point, right, it's a privately run kennels, right? When we have people come to us and we show them how to train their dogs and so on, we do it on a free of charge basis, right? For us, right, it's about teaching people how to get out there with their dog and get them out there doing this kind of thing, and running with their dog, racing with their dog, and so on and so forth, right? It's not, so we do it, and same as Steve, right, and Mick here, and all of our other members, all these volunteers that are here, they're all here today for nothing, right? They do it free of charge, and we volunteers and members in Cork and different parts of the country, and they all have their own kennels, right, just like we do. And they take in people, right, or they advise people, constantly, right? We've constantly people looking for information on how to train these dogs, right? Or their own dogs that are hyper and they don't know how to control them, right? So it's all, you know, it's free of charge. People, we don't charge for any of that kind of thing, right? Mm. But having said that, you're more than welcome to buy our merchandise, right? Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. So, you are listening to Wild Time only here on indiemedia.ie with myself, Thomas Janak. That was really good interviews that we did this morning. So we just walk around to some other people. Hello, how are you? My name is Thomas. I have a show called Wild Time. It's an animal welfare show. I'm an animal psychologist. And so I just came here and talked to Mandy. So you are the winner of today's?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Tell me a bit about what happened here today for the people who have absolutely no idea what your dog has to do to win a prize.
It's pull a cart. And they keep adding 25 kilos to the cart.
And are you the one that trains them to do that? Are you involved in the training?
Yeah.
Okay, can you just, for radio, just tell me your name and then how you would train your dog to get to that stage?
Paul Ackert. I started off with just a tyre, mm-hmm. and I kept adding a bit of weight into the tyre. And just kept gradually building well up by adding weight into the tyre.
Mm-hmm. And then do they have a sort of a parkour? Do they have to go around certain things?
No.
Or they just pull it?
Just pull it straight.
Who pulls it the fastest, yeah. Is it?
And the heaviest.
Oh, okay. And how much?
Mainly goes by weight, though.
Okay, so how much did he pull today?
He pulled 28 and a half.
Wow.
Stone.
Okay.
And he's...
And how much does he weigh?
3.5.
That's amazing.
That's, well, 8 times his own weight.
Yeah, that's amazing. And tell me a bit about your dog, you know, tell me what, because it's radio, tell me just what breed it is and where you got him from.
The Staffordshire Bull Terrier. I got him in England.
Do you have loads of people that are still afraid of these dogs? Or
I do, yes. Yeah. I get often well abused by well people when I be walking them.
Yeah. And what is it? What is the most common thing they say to you?
Well, I shouldn't have them and shouldn't be out and should be well muzzled on them and
yeah. And what is your response?
No.
Yeah. And what is your response to this?
I just bother them. Don't bother them. Like, I don't know how many times I've been walking with this dog. Doesn't bother with no other dog. Mm. Twice he's been attacked by different dogs, a sheep dog and a Kerry Blue.
Mm. At the end of the day, they will still blame him because there's sort of the media hypes this all up and stuff. You know, well, that's what I wanted to get across, that it's really not the breed, and you did a very good thing by training him so he gets the exercise and gets everything out. You know,
the training I've done is only 4 weeks training with him.
Oh, brilliant!
For this event.
And what did you get? Did you get a little? I saw you get a ribbon. Okay, you know, this has to grow to the extent that you get 10,000 quid or something.
Yeah. It's 1,000.
Oh, that's good.
1,000, so the final's in May.
All right, okay. So, and are you going along then?
He'll have a bit more training to do by then.
Yeah. When will that be?
May, the back holiday in May.
Oh, okay, so you have loads of time to, I mean, it's October now, so you have loads of time to train him.
to get him well up and going.
Brilliant. I wish you all the best, and he's a lovely guy. And it's good, because what you do, even though you may not fully sort of recognize it, is the minute you have a dog like this, and if he makes the headlines or makes the news or the radio, you did a service to their breed.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Thanks a million.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Well, you're listening to Wild Time, only here on indiemedia.ie with myself, Thomas Janak. And there's loads of people with loads of dogs. Is that your dog?
Oh, yeah, that's our dog.
That's your dog. Just tell me a bit, because it's radio. Doing this for... Hello, how are you guys? I'm doing an interview for Irish Radio. And I just want to know, because it's radio, you know, what sort of a dog you have and what you get out of him, you know?
That's a Siberian Husky.
Okay, what's his name?
Tor.
And did he compete here today?
He did.
Okay, well, did you... Well, I talked to the winner, so what did you... Were you second or last or whatever?
Oh, last, I'd say.
Doesn't really matter, you know, really, you know, it's not about the winning, it's about doing something.
He didn't pull too well.
Yeah.
He sat down.
Oh, okay. The funny thing really is that, you know, we're here now and there's little children and all that kind of stuff, and still a lot of people see Huskies and don't know what to do with them, so there's still people like, I have a German Shepherd, and I think it's the most beautiful dog in the world, just as you think your dog is. And people say, like, Jesus, get that fucking dog back on the lead, and he doesn't do anything. So yeah. Do you see a lot of people still that are not too happy with you having a breed like that?
Oh, no one has said a word, never. Oh, everyone likes him. Everyone likes them dogs. Okay. They're a lovely dog.
What's the best thing he does?
Play with this lady.
All right.
And she's only three.
Oh, that's nice.
So now, yeah. Yeah. But he loves walking. You have to walk him. Like, they're a dog that has to be walking.
Yeah, exercise. I mean,
exercise.
That's fair enough, you know.
And the minute I take down the chain, they'll go walking. Away they go. Mm. They want to go, like, yeah. That's that. Like, yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic dog to have, I think.
It's also good that, you know, because the children grow up like this, you know, I always think that's a good thing to do, because a lot of people, I work in schools a lot, I'm a psychologist, so I work in schools a lot, and some people in school actually have never seen a real dog. It's that bad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I reckon them dogs now in a built-up areas now, the dog, no, they don't howl.
Yeah.
I've told them now, and they never hear them howl.
And even if, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, they don't do it all night.
You know, no, but some people are. Like, they're not a dog that does a lot of howling and barking, like, you know. I see.
But that's really good.
Mm.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a million. Thanks.
No,
so I was just talking to, well, not the owner, but the family of Tor, a little husky here, and a really beautiful dog. And you're listening to Wild Time only here on indiemedia.ie with myself, Thomas Janak. Just as a reminder, here is the information. Sled Dogs Ireland is www.sleddogsireland.ie and www.mushing.ie, www.mushing.ie, and Sled Dogs Ireland is, just like it says on the tin, www.sleddogsireland.ie. And on these websites, I'm sure you find all the contact details and some more information. You're listening to Wild Time here on indiemedia.ie with myself, Thomas Janak, and that's all we've got time for. Goodbye.